time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Bob Arnson Gymnasium, Delphus St. John High School here in Delphus, Ohio. We were in Delphus last Friday for the Jefferson game, played that on the stage. Reese Rogers will be with us tonight doing a play-by-play for the JV game. How are we doing tonight, Reese?
Not too bad.
That's good. A little two-hour delay for school today. That was probably nice for everybody to snooze a little bit.
Yep.
That's not a bad way to start the day.
Not too bad.
Lady Indians will be playing the Lady Blue Jays here in just a couple of minutes. It says we got about 2 minutes till the start of the game, till the introductions maybe. I don't know if they introduce the JV here or not. A lot of them do like Fort Recovery does, but some of them don't. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with the starting lineups in the beginning of the game and back just right after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
Welcome back to Delphus St. John High School, Bob Arnson Gymnasium. Reese, you got the starters there. Maybe we can get those in before they do the tip-off.
Yes, I do. Starting for the Indians, Brenna Homan, Macy Day, Allie Vaughn, Lydia Winning, and Hope Wendell. And for the Delphus St. John's, it'll be Abby Hensley, Erica Munter, Abby Bittner, Ellie Reisman, and Aubrey Reifmont. So we're about to get started. Vaughn will do the jump for the Indians.
Yeah, I can't read the number on the other girl.
Nope. And we're underway.
There's number 20. That is Abby Bittner.
Brennan Homer will bring up for the Indians. Give it Ali Vaughn. Drives to free throw and kick out. Lydia Wing for three on the left side. Good. Three-point basket. Great start for Coach Vaughn and the Indians. And Delphus will bring it back up. Guarded by Hope Wendell, gives it over back to the corner on the right side. Looking around, gives it out back to the top of the key. Dish over to the left side. Gives it inside, loses it, and it'll go out of balance and it'll go to the Indian. So, good ball. I don't know, transition with the ball for Delphus, but just can't keep a handle on. But Delphus will bring on the press. Vaughn will get in for the Indians, gives it into Day. Day will dribble it up.
A little bit of pressure, but...
Just man-to-man zone, or man-to-man press. Back door open, good by Brown Homan, no good. Rebounded by number 13, it looked like. Nope.
23.
Reifman, they'll bring it up. Gives it out to the left side, number 12, Munter. Munter drives the middle, loses it, and Winning will come up with the ball, and Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. Gives it... Has a left corner midday. She needs it. Gives it over to Day. Day will bring it to the top of the key. Gives it over to number 24, Winning. Winning gives into the middle. Hope Wendell, and she'll get fouled. She is going up for a shot. Gets fouled. So that means two free throws here for the Indians. So,
yep. Nice ball movement. Getting it inside. She made a nice move. Just got fouled.
First one up. No good. Short. 3-0 our score. 5:47 left on scoreboard.
She missed that. She's still a better foul shot than either of her uncles were, Cliff and Ross.
Second one up and no good again. Allie Vaughn with the rebound, though. Offensive board out to Macy Day on the left side. Gives up to the top. Brandon Holman. Brandon's looking around, drives, kicks. Nope, she's going to travel.
Yep.
She wanted to pass it. Yeah. The girl cut her off, and then she took another step, so that's going to be a travel.
She saw she had to do something, so she put it up, but she took a travel.
Yep, and I can't even really see the numbers. We're right in the middle of it.
So. Yeah, the girls are wearing white jerseys with gold numbers and a ponytail, so it makes it tough.
Yep, Hensley will have it on the left side, will drive, bring it back out, and look inside, not there. And well, Dan loses it. And
picked up by Lenning.
Lenning will bring it up, get and bring it up. Lenning gives it out to the corner on the right side, gives up to Brownholm and over to Vaughn. Vaughn looking in, will drive. Layup, no good. Rebound by number 12. Monter. Monter will bring it up for the Blue Jays. Gives it to the right side, gives into paint. Up and no good. Rebound by number 4, Brennan Holman. Brennan will bring it up for the Indians. Brennan across half court, gives it to the right side, Vaughn. Vaughn will drive, kick out to Wenning. Wenning will think about a shot, no, not there. Throws it up, no good. Rebounded by Wenning again, and that's going to be a foul on. Yep, foul on Lydia Wenning.
Yeah, she
on
got
the box
little,
out. So.
A little bit of her going after that rebound. I didn't think it was too big a deal, but.
Nope. And the Indians bring on the press, so. And they easily get through it. On the side, number 10, Hensley, gives up to the top of the key to number 20.
It's 34.
34, Freeman, no good, and gets the rebound. And will be fouled by Day, shooting two. I can't even see the number still.
Actually, I think they called that on Lydia. Yep.
Yep, so that'll be Lydia's second foul, not... I found Day, and the first one up and no good. So it looks like Vaughn's going to keep winning in. So
yep.
Score 3-0. Throws up second. No good. Rebound by Wendell. Wendell will give it up to Holman. Holman gets a screen by Vaughn. Gives it over to Vaughn on the right side. And Vaughn will drive. Throws it up on the left side. No good. Rebound by number
12.
Erica Munter, and then will be fouled by Vaughn. So, now it's a foul. You miss a shot, then you just go for the ball, and it's typical. So,
4:11 left in the first quarter. Yep. Indians up 3-0.
Indians bring out the press. Loses it by Vaughn, and will go out of bounds and stay with the Blue Jays. Good.
Yep.
Way to get your hand on the ball, Vaughn, but secure it.
Yeah, disrupting stuff, that's, even if you don't get the ball, if you're always disrupting them, that really screws up their offense, so that's always a good thing.
And Blue Jays will take it out on the right side, and it'll be a five-second call. Good defense by the Indians.
Yes,
and
it was.
And
she had nowhere to go with that ball.
Nope. And Holman will take it out for the Indians at the same spot on the left side. Gives in to Wenning. Wenning looking around, gives it on the right side to Vaughn. Vaughn looking around, gets a drives, kicks out to Holman on the right side, gives up to the top of the key, Wenning. Wenning looking around, drives, kicks over to Vaughn on the left side. Vaughn looking around, Vaughn will drive on the right, gives it over to Day on the right set corner, no good. Rebounded by Wendell. Wendell will get it to Holman. Holman in the middle of the key. And 2-point good by Brenna Holman. So makes her score 5-0. Coach Vaughn keeps on the press. Good defense by Day. They knock out balance and will stay with the Blue Jays.
Yep. Didn't really have a chance to steal that, but they're disrupting everything. They're giving them nothing. And that worked a little bit ago with the 5-second call. So.
Yep. And Wenning will come out and Fort Campbell come in. Vaughn will keep on the press. And they get it in. Number 34, Freeman will bring it up. Gets across half court, guarded by Vaughn. Gives it to the left side, number 10, Hensler. gives it number 12, Montour drives, and it'll be a double dribble. So another turnover on the Blue Jays. They're not really getting a shot up, let alone turnover after turnover after turnover.
They've only had a couple of shots, and they haven't been good shots.
Nope.
So Indians' defense is really giving
Wendell again today. They will bring it up for the Indians. Crossing half court. They will give it to the corner. Fort Camp looking around. Dishes over to Vaughn. Vaughn, top of the key, will drive, dish out to Day. Day on the right side, gives it to the left side, Fort Camp for three, and banked it in.
The bank is open.
8-0, and the Indians did not get back on defense, and they missed a wide open layup, and a lot of Indians were.
Indians got burned on that.
Yep, but never know. Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. Baum will go on the right side, gets over to Holman in the corner. Holman looking around, gets screened by Wendell, goes over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive left-handed and be fouled by number 34, Aubrey Reifman. So Indians will take it out under their own basket. It looks like Elena Evers will check in for Hope Wendell.
Just over 2.5 to go. Indians lead 8-0.
Brennan Holman will take it out on the left side. And nope, it's not there. Good. Oh, man, she passed it in. Fort Camp gave it back, but she is still staying out of balance. That'll be turnover on the Indians. It looks like Vaughn will take a timeout. 8-0 our score on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. 2:32 left. We'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here. Remember, tomorrow coming on Fort Recovery Radio, boys will host Delphi St. John's. Me and Mr. Justin Ferks, superintendent, will bring the JV game, and me and Jeff Baum will bring the varsity game. Remember, that'll be tomorrow. Home game versus the Blue Jays. So we're back in action. Blue Jays on their side. Top of the key, number 34, Reifman will drive up, no good, and rebounded by, goes out of balance and will stay with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Abby Hensley shot a crazy shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure, that looked almost like a desperation shot inside with over 2 minutes to go.
Corner shot for number 34, Reifman, no good, but rebounded by number 24, is that 24, yeah?
Yeah.
24. Altenberger, but she missed ball it. Goes out of bounce. And it'll stay with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, did go off. I think it went off of Evers. I'm not sure, but it did go off one of our players.
And it's another corner. No, it looked like that same corner one. And she loses it. Macy will bring it up for the Indians. Left side dishes out to Vaughn. And one double dribble.
Yep.
Good call by referee.
Yep. From up here, I thought she did, but I couldn't be real sure. But he was right there because she had her back to us, but looked like she did. He was right there.
Delphus will bring it up. Delph gives it into the right corner. We'll drive. I still can't see the numbers because we're so high up and it's on the other side of the court.
Yeah, the thing is, and it's nice if you're sitting down where you can see them, but they have ponytails and it's yellow numbers on white jersey, so it's a little tough to read the numbers. So sorry about the problem, but not much we can do about it. And they're all kind of brown hair with ponytails, so you can't really tell blonde ones from redheaded ones and all that because they're all about the same hair color.
Yep. And running in, Wendell checked back in for the Indians from Day and Brenna Holman. So Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. On that side, Delphus threw up a shot, no good. So, and Vaughn will dish it out to Wendell. Wendell looking around. Gives it to the left side, Wendell, or Fort Camp. Fort Camp will drive, kick over to Vaughn on the right side, right hand layup. She traveled, but didn't call it. Wenning throws up a three, no good, rebound by Vaughn. Vaughn will then drive to the hole and will be fouled before the dish. So,
Indians will probably take it out under their own basket.
Looks like a foul on Faith Azell, I believe.
Yep, and Day will check in for Vaughn.
32 in there.
Yep, Day will check in for Vaughn.
He's 34, sorry. That'd be Freemuth.
Day will take it out under the basket on the right side for the Indians.
Just over a minute.
Yep.
In the first quarter.
Day will give in to Evers. Evers out to the top of the key. Fort Kane gives it to the right side. Mace Day gives it to the left side. Top of the key winning. Dribbles around. Gives it back to Day. Top of the key. Loses it. Gets it back though. Gives it to the right side. Winning. Winning will drive baseline. And she should have just delayed it, but throws it out to Day for a three and good. So
all right.
Makes our score 11-0. And Delphus is really having trouble with this press, I tell you. And it looks like there'll be a timeout, Delphus. So
they tried to get the ball in, couldn't they? I know they got to at least 3 seconds. It might have been four, and the coach probably did the smart
thing. I guess we can just stay here.
Yep.
And like I said, tomorrow the boys will host Delphus St. John's, and on Saturday the boys will also host Jay County, and we'll simulcast a JV and varsity game with WPGW, and that's Rob Weaver, I think, still.
Probably. He's got a team of guys that usually do the Jay County games, so it might be...
he's always a good one, though.
Oh, yeah. Rob, what happens a lot of years is Rob will do our games with the regular Portland play-by-play. So their fans are getting the Jay County play-by-play, and they get their view, and then Rob kind of gives our view because he's a pretty good homer for us, even though he's a very good homer for Jay County. But so anyway, we're back in action here with about 30 seconds left.
Delphus will get into the key, loses it, and it's going to be a jump ball. So and it will stay with the Blue Jays.
Wasn't a very good pass inside, and the girl had to go down on the floor to get it, and we tied her up right there.
And right now, Lydia Winning, Page Fort Camp, Elena Evers, Macy Day, and Hope Wendell for the Indians. 20-ish seconds left, and 11-0 score, and Delphus gets in, will drive middle, and be fouled by, I think, number five, Page Fort Camp, so that'll be her, should be her first,
I think. That's her first.
Yep, her first, so. Number, 14.
I think that's 10.
10. Abby Hensley will go to line.
Yep, I'm
shooting two.
We're going to have to bring scissors.
First one up and
cut a little bit off the bottom of their ponytails so they can read their numbers.
It looks like some of these jerseys are all different.
Yeah.
Because the one shooting doesn't have lines, black lines outlining it, doesn't look like.
Yep.
She makes a second.
And those may be varsity jerseys too. So
I guess Delphus their first point, and Day will bring it up for the Indians. About 5 seconds left. Day will give it to the corner. Winning. Winning will drive.
Two,
dish.
One.
And give it to Wendell on the top of the key. No good. So I'm not sure if the Indians didn't know how much time was left or anything, but 11-1 our score here to start the second quarter, and we'll take a timeout. Be back after this.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here in Delphus St. John's. Our score 11-1. JV girls competition between the Indians and the Delphus Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Indians are very much dominant here in the first quarter. Let's keep that up the rest of this game and
get a win. So
yes.
Holman will dish over to the right side. Vaughn looking around. Throws a cross court to Winning on the left side. It's at the corner, Holman. Holman will dish in the middle. Not there, and Vaughn loses it then, so. It'll go to the Blue Jays. Number 10, Abby Hensley, will bring it up for the Blue Jays. On the right side, gives it to the top of the key. To the left side, Hensley for a wide open three. No good. Rebound by Vaughn. Coach Vaughn out there, you tell him to slow down, and they do. So Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. Throws a horrible pass into Blue Jays' hands. Blue Jays then lose off a foot. That was off Blue Jays' foot.
But she got bumped, and I think rather than calling a foul, he's just going to give them the ball. That happens sometimes. Yeah. I don't love that, but it's probably the simplest.
And that corner three ball up and no good. Rebound by Winning. They've ran that play three times already, coming out bounce. So that Vaughn will get away, get through that. Winning will give it
so
over.
So far, they haven't made the shot yet.
Nope.
So that helps. But
yep. Winning on the right side. Throws a great pass into Vaughn. Two-point basket. 13-1 our score.
Nice little layup from the left-hand side.
Yep. And the Blue Jays will bring it up. At the top of the key, we'll dish over to the right side. Right side, they will dish it back up to the top. Remember, it's pretty hard to see these letters with the white unis with the gold lettering, so we're not real 100% can see them, but
that's Freemuth there.
Freemuth will throw up a shot. No good. And a charge on
Abby Boniface, I believe, 44.
And Allie Vaughn is going nuts right now with that charge, but hey, it'll be a foul on number 44, Abby Boniface, so we'll go back to the Indians.
13-1 now, a little over five minutes.
Gives in over to Vaughn, into Wendell, and up and two, easy layup, 15-1. 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and Vaughn shoves her out of bounds, but they didn't get the call. It looks like be loose, and
ball was all over the floor.
Yep.
They did call a dual possession, but nobody ever really had possession.
Nope.
But it was starting to get a little wild and woolly, so they just called a stop to it. That's where it would have ended up anyway, I'm sure.
Yep, and Delphus will get back. Gets in. Vaughn keeps on the press, 15-1. And
Freemuth's bringing it up.
Freemuth will get into the key, pass it back out, and that is a walking. She took four steps before she dribbled. So, and it looks like Coach Vaughn will take a timeout. We'll take one with him. 15-1 on here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We'll be back after this.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, you know, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV. Mm-hmm.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here. Duff St. John's, 15-1 our score. Day will get in for the Indians up to Brenna Holman at half court. Join me, Steve Stone, my left side. How you doing, Steve?
Yep, sorry.
This thing's dying.
Hey, wait a minute. Nobody can hear me. It's bad. Nobody can hear. Okay, now.
No, that is good when they couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Day on top. Gives her the wing on the right side. Gives her the right corner. Holman into Ever, or that's Wendell. Wendell, we missed it. Rebound by Holman. Up, no good. So Delphus will bring it up on the
Freemuth
left side.
Again.
Freemuth is over to number 10, Hensley. Hensley will give out to Freemuth. Freemuth looking around, almost gives it to the top of the key, doesn't? Now gives it to the top of the key, Hensley. Hensley looking around. Probably traveled
three times right there.
She traveled at the beginning of the move, the end of the move.
Reifman will kick it out. Ball no
way long.
Rebounded by Holman. Holman will bring up for
you.
Were
you impressed with that shot, Steve?
It was just a little long.
That was the best shot they've taken so far.
That's 15-1.
3:43 left here in the second quarter.
Vaughn in the right corner. Gives up to the top, Macy Day. Macy will look around. Gives over to left side, Wenning. Wenning will drive middle. Dish out to Day on the three on the right side. Nope. Gives the top of the key. Wenning.
Good move.
Wenning, good move. No good. Rebound by number 44, Abby Bonavis. Henslow will bring it up. Old travels.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Reefman up 4-3. No good. Rebound by 24, Lydia Wenning. Lydia will bring it up for the Indians. 15-1 our score, 3 minutes left. Homer on the left side, drives, kicks to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive to the left side, kicks out to Homan. Homan thinks about a shot, then throws up there.
Oh,
good.
Nice.
3-point shot.
Shot.
3-point shot, Brenna Homan. So makes our score 18-1.
Neil, are you keeping track of the scoring for the opponents there? Do you have that figured out yet?
Yeah.
Or has it gotten away from you?
Oh, well, that one girl got a free throw.
Okay.
Delphi throws up a shot and a good rebound by Allie Vaughn. Allie will walk it up.
2.5 minutes to go here, second quarter.
Gives it over to the right side, Wenning. Wenning will get it off to Day. Day will drive middle. Gives the hands off to Holman. Good pass and a little bit too late.
Yep.
Yeah, if she was open, Wenning was open cutting to the basket a little late, and she bobbled the ball and turnover Indians.
And number 34,
Freemuth.
Yep. Freemuth, something like that. And they're at the top of the key, gives it on to the left side, gives it to the Freemuth. That ain't Freemuth. That's Bonavis.
Yep, that's 44 instead of 34.
Henze will drive left baseline, and no good. Rebounded by Homan.
That was a good scoop shot.
Yeah.
Just couldn't finish.
Yep, our defense has not been giving them good shots.
Homan gives it to left side. Vaughn throws up a three, no good. In by, I have no clue, I can.
It's 23.
23, Reisman.
12, takes a shot.
Montu throws up a three, no good, but I'll stay.
It's a little different strategy. Shoot it as quick as you can when there's nobody on you, and that. They got a good shot off, at least a decent shot. I don't know if she's a good three-point shooter, but at least that's one of their best attempts so far. The Indians have been devastating on defense. Yep. Probably a good way to put it, 18-1.
I'll go to the Indians. Homan will bring it up and gives it over to Vaughn. She'll dribble right side, gives it over to Evers. A little bit too late, but we'll stay with the Indians. That's a not bad pass, but just a tad bit too late.
Yep.
Homan will...
You typically want to pass out to the hands, not the shoelaces, too. But I'm not a basketball expert.
Homan will have the 5-second call on, and it'll go to Blue Jays. So 18-1, 1:16 left. Looks like Vaughn will bring him back into half court. Man, not press anymore. Hensley will drive left again. Throws up a wild shot. No. Rebound by Delphus. I guess we just don't want to get the rebound.
Pulled away by Fort Camp.
Yep, pulled away. Vaughn will...
Just under a minute.
Vaughn will bring up for the Indians. Vaughn will dribble right side. Good cut by Homan, but... Could not keep hold of it, but good look by Vaughn. And
she had the right idea.
Yep.
50 seconds left here in the second period. Indians
18-1.
Comfortable lead here, 18-1.
Hensley will bring up for the Blue Jays. Dribble around, goes on the right side. Just the top of the key to number 24, Altenberger. And then loses it.
Dribbles it out of bounds.
Yep, and we'll go back to the Indians with 34 seconds left.
Yep. There's side baskets are pulled up between us and the scoreboards, so it makes it a little tough to read the scoreboards sometimes completely. 25 seconds.
Vaughn will have that top of the key, dribble right side. Is it over the Day and bring it back to Mill, gives it over Fort Camp, drives it to the right side, and then gives it to Vaughn, will drive middle, dish out to Day. On the left side, Day will give it to the right side, Fort Camp, corner Homan. Homan dish it to the top, Vaughn. 6 seconds left. Vaughn will throw it over to Fort Camp. Fort Camp thought about three. Didn't throw it. Day will throw up a three and no good. Shot the other half. 18-1. Indians are having a comfortable lead and we'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Talk real fast.
Did you break something?
Nope. Okay. Neil turned off my headset, not his. So Steve Stone dished Neil out of here. So
yeah, I showed up and Neil, just left. I have that way with people. Indians leading, comfortable lead, 18-1. I got here at about the beginning of the second quarter, and Delphus just can't really get in the flow of anything.
They can't. It's really
I certainly would give our defense credit for that. They're playing extremely well, but I'm not trying to be negative. I haven't seen a girl that looks like they can shoot for Delphus.
They probably have more turnovers than they do shots, if that tells you.
The Indians are playing. Yeah. The Indians are playing well. They look really good, getting some good looks. Delphus looks a little disheveled, we'll say. So Indians leading 18-1 here. We're at halftime of the JV game.
Steve, how was your day? Let's take it
off. It was great.
It was great.
Took Carly and Gracie Tin to Ohio State for their official Ohio State visit. Like, Carly, hasn't been to Ohio State like 600 times, but apparently she doesn't listen to me. But we went for an official visit and had a two and a half hour tour of the university and met some really neat people. And
really nice university, too.
Gracie Tin went, her mom Judy went, and Judy and Kenny's concerns were, it's just so big. And, it's geographically, it's not that big of a campus.
No.
Easy to get across that campus walking in 10 minutes, no problem. You can get from one side of the campus to the other. As far as being too big, yes, there are approximately 60,000 students there. But, when you get into your major classes and you get into your little... your little clique of friends.
It's a lot smaller than
It's a lot smaller than you think. When I was there, once I got into most of my major classes, all the same faces. There was 15 to 18 kids in a class and saw all the same faces every semester. So certainly, not too big. And what's really cool about it is I think they said there's 230 some majors that you can have. At Ohio State.
Yeah.
So if you're going in undecided, great place to be because you get to experience a lot of different things.
Yeah.
A lot of neat professors, great facilities, of course. The all the facilities are fantastic, but, of course, the James Cancer Hospital is certainly the premier cancer hospital in the world.
Yeah.
So a lot of neat opportunities there in Columbus.
Yep, so we'll take a break, come back after we pay some bills. 18-1, JV halftime. Back after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
And we're back here at Delta St. John's, 18-1 our score in the JV Girls competition. Remember, coming up tomorrow, boys will host Delta St. John's. Me and Mr. Justin Firk, superintendent, will bring you the JV game, and then me and Jeff Baum will bring you the varsity game. And on Saturday, them boys will host Jay County, and we will simulcast with the JV and varsity game with WPGW. Now, those should be two interesting games, especially for Coach Bayshore coming to a great start, 3-0 into the season. The team's looking strong, all kinds of scores, and their defense is pretty incredible. So,
yeah, the boys are obviously playing well, starting the season very strong. I think Delphus is going to be a good game, but it's home, so that that always helps.
They've lost a few guys, that Kruger kid. Tall, I don't know, were you here last year? I don't know.
No, I didn't.
But, yeah, they had a tall Kruger kid that killed us, but I think we came out and won that game. Win OT, I can't remember. It's going way too back, but.
That's right. Want to thank all of our fantastic sponsors here on Fort Recovery Radio. They help us bring you all the action here and do a lot, obviously, for our community, so. Definitely appreciate that and get out and support all of our local sponsors. The Indians here getting ready to start the second half of our JV contest. About a minute and a half left here. Again, our score, the Lady Indians comfortably with an 18-1 lead here in the, again, the JV contest. And we have more commercials to get to.
Doesn't matter unless you want to say any of those. Reasoner Energy or the Miracle Lane's going.
Well, we've got the Miracle Lane. Of course, stop out at Miracle Lane. If you're like me and you get home from work late and you have no clue what you want to do, it's just so much easier to call Miracle Lanes. They can take care of everything for you for your dinner. Just give them a call at 375-4274. Let them do all the cooking for you. They've got fantastic pizza, subs, all kinds of sandwiches, wings, just about anything. Carly likes the chicken poppers an awful lot out at Miracle Lane. So give them a call again, 419-375-4274.
I don't know why I drove past your house, but your house is lighting up with all kinds of lights. Those white ones that just go all the way down the tube or whatever, those are looking good.
I don't know if you were the only one that did it.
I got news for you. Lots of Christmas decoration, and I can tell you for sure, I get zero help. I get less than zero help. So, yeah, that's all me. But, yeah, you know, the kids like it, so that's keeps me busy in the evening. So I know my neighbors must think I'm crazy because I was out there at night before putting lights up. And if I drop an extension cord or something, I'm out there with a flashlight looking for it at night. So, yeah, all my neighbors probably think I'm nuts.
And we're back here. Kier Wendell checks in. Be the point guard. Gives it to the right side. Vaughn. Vaughn will drive middle. Dish it out today. Day will give it to the corner left side. Holman up 4-3 and good. So quick start for Vaughn and the Indians. So good looking shot.
Yeah, Brenna out there on the left wing makes it look pretty easy. So the Indians are leading 21-1. Pass and turn around.
Bonavis.
Yeah.
4-2. So nice. I was looking.
Yeah, nice inlet pass. Nice strong move to the bucket. And she gets that after it bounces around a little bit, falls through.
Here one will give it the left side. Vaughn.
That doubled the amount of points you had in the whole first half.
Gives the right side. Day gives it back to Vaughn inside to Wendell. And it'll be a blocking foul. So Wendell will go to line shooting two. Good move by.
Yeah, she's got. She plays so strong in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
She also plays like she's like 6'2 in the paint. I mean, she is tough.
Good entry pass by Wendell.
Yep, she turns to shoot, gets fouled, goes to the line shooting two. First one up.
Good.
That was a no-doubter.
22-3, so close one here.
Don't jinx us. Wendell's second shot up. And that's a no-doubter as well. So Indians leading 23-3. I wasn't sure if Keek was going to play since we had such a
big lead,
Such a big lead, if they were going to save her for varsity or not, but Keek's in there.
Yep. Hensley at the top of the key, drives middle, and throws up a wild layup. No good. Rebound by Wendell. Wendell gives up to Kier Wendell. Here will bring it up for the Indians. Gives it to the left side. Vaughn, wide open, drives left, beats her girl.
Oh, nice
misses
move.
Misses the layup. Rebound by Wendell. Then thrown up, no good. Rebound by Vaughn, thrown up, no good. So Dolphus will get the ball back. Number 34, Freemuth, will give it to the right side to number 2, Monter. Monter gives it up to the top to number 20, Bittner. Gives it to left side corner. Hensley with the top. Gives it to back to left side corner. Number 12, Monter. Drives baseline. Dishes it out. Walked. No call. Wendell will come up with it and gets it with a point guard. Kier Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. 23-3, our score. Wendell will dribble around. Give it to Vaughn. Left side gives it to the corner. Day to the top. Back to the top of the key. Holman. Good. Nope. Too late again. Oh, Wendell gets it back and throws up and will get fouled. So I don't know how she got that ball.
Tough pass right in between two of the Blue Jays, and by all rights, they should have had the ball. Oh. And somehow Hope just reaches in there and grabs the ball away from two girls, turns, shoots, gets fouled. She'll step back to the line shooting two. First one up.
Didn't hit the net. That didn't move.
That was incredible. Another point. She's got 5 so far tonight. Next one up.
She's automatic.
Well. That's 4 points right there for Hope from the charity stripe. She's got 6 points for the Indians, and our leading scorer right now looks like it might be Brenna Holman, and she's got 8.
Lydia Winning will check in for Wendell.
Indians leading here with about 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, 25-3.
Yep, and Delphus will throw it into Key and throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound by Vaughn.
Good Vaughn defense by the Indians right there.
Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. Looking around, gets to the right side, the Winning, left, right corner. Will drive
nice
left.
Nice move.
Good move. Up and good.
So. Nice, strong jumper.
Yep.
Good move. Good finish.
And Hensley will bring it up for the Blue Jays. Give it to the right side to number 34, Freemuth. Freemuth will give it back to the top of the key to Bonavis. Bonavis will give it up to the left side to number 23, Reisman. Gives it back to the top of the key. Hensley at the top. Hensley will drive, kick. gives over to number 44, Bonavis. Bonavis will run on the right side, throws in a pass that will be deflected and will stay with the Blue Jays.
Again, good defense.
Yep.
Just great hustle by the Indians.
That deflection, that would have been too easy. I mean, an easy right-hand layup if they get their hands on it. Delphus will bring out on the left side. Back at the top of key, Hensley. Hensley will bring it to the right side, number 34, Freemuth. Freemuth gives over to Hensley. Hensley will drive, kick to Freemuth.
They're trying to get those kick-out threes,
yeah.
And our defense is just not allowing that to happen. So, again, give credit to the Indians.
Yep.
Great hustle.
Oh. Winning jump for it, no, didn't get it, but throwing up a shot, no good. So Vaughn will bring it for the Indians. Vaughn will slow it down and will be fouled by Bonavis. So Indians will take it out under, nope.
That seemed a little cheap.
Yeah.
Foul on the Blue Jays.
Yep.
We didn't.
I don't think.
Wasn't much of a push, but they got a foul called on them.
Holman will take it out right in front of the Indian bench. Gives in to Wendell. Wendell get to the right side. Vaughn get to the corner. Holman. Holman will look, drive baseline. Give it out to Vaughn. Great pass
great
by
pass.
Holman. Give it out to Key for an easy 15-footer and good. So good, great pass by Holman
good.
To Vaughn. And Vaughn find
great,
Wendell wait.
Great ball movement. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hensley at the top of the key. Good. Bounce pass, but bounce off her leg, and we'll go back to the Indians. It looks like Delaney Evers will check in for...
Got about 3 minutes to go here in the third period. Yep. The Indians are leading 29-3.
Evers checks in for Holman, and looks like...
Got a text here from Brian Bupp. Brian Bupp sent me a text here. Seventh grade girls basketball gets their first win tonight, beating Missinawa Valley 10-8.
I think the seventh and eighth grade boys are playing, right? The other.
Yeah, the seventh and eighth grade boys are playing in the other gym here at St. John's, and maybe we can get some details from that game. But big shout out to the seventh grade girls for a big win against Missinawa.
Fort Camp throws up a two, no good, rebounded by...
Gets her own rebound. Good hustle.
Gives it to the right side, Vaughn. Vaughn will think about driving baseline, dish it over to number 20, Kier Wendell. Gives it over to the easy 10-footer, Evers, no good, but rebound by Vaughn, is that Vaughn? Yeah, Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn with the rebound, puts it up.
No
misses,
good.
Gets her own rebound, tied up in a jump ball, and that ball's going to be given to the Blue Jays.
Hensley will bring it up for the Blue Jays. 29-3 our score. They scored 1 point in the first, and they've scored two points.
2 points in the second, right at the beginning of this second period. They got a nice bucket there.
Yeah.
And been quiet ever since.
Hensley will drive, kick out. Still can't see the numbers, barely. They will drive, loses it. And a easy. That's call, not a foul.
Call foul. Who did they call foul on?
Call number foul. Five, Cage Fort.
Cage Fort Cam.
So Delphus will take out under their own basket on the left side. Gives it to the left corner. Top of key.
Good hustle by Fort Cam.
Yeah.
Knocks the ball out of bounds.
Heard Swim's doing well too. Talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. The Swim team's doing fantastic.
I think they have a meet tonight too at New Bremen YMCA. I don't know. They talked about it on Sports Talk last night, wasn't it?
I can't keep track of everything. No, Carly's playing two winter sports, so swimming and basketball. I got something every night.
That going well so far?
I mean, yeah. She gets home from basketball practice and grabs a sandwich and a bottle of water and then leaves and goes and swims. I couldn't do it, but hey, she's happy. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, she enjoys it. She enjoys the teammates. She enjoys the coaches. And so
Wendell will dish out to the corner. Fort Camp three. No good. Rebound by Hensley. Hensley will bring it up for the Blue Jays. And thinks about a shot. Gives it to the top of the key to number 44, Bonavis. Or that's 34, Freemuth. Freemuth will throw up a crazy shot, no good. Rebounded by Winning. So,
wow.
They just haven't been getting great shots. And
no, not getting good looks at the basket.
No.
And, again, credit our defense.
Yeah.
We're playing
We're playing well.
Vaughn hands off the wing, stops 10-footer, up no good. Rebound by the Blue Jays, stolen away by Evers. Vaughn will come up with it. Vaughn will go to the right corner, dishes it. A good pass by Vaughn into Winning. Missed the shot, rebound by Evers, no good. But great pass.
Yeah, we had two good looks there. Yeah. Couldn't get either one of them to fall.
That's a walk and a half, but didn't call it, but doesn't matter. Turnover.
Kiki steps in front of the pass. 41 seconds left here in the third period with the Indians leading 29-3.
And
Vaughn drives down the middle of the lane, turns, kicks it back out.
To Fort Campbell would give it to the other side. Then Wendell gives it to the corner. Vaughn, right corner. Vaughn will go left hand, the middle, loses off their foot, but picked up by Fort Camp gives it to the top of the key, Winning, left side. Kier Wendell, she should have shot that ball, but yep. Gives over to Fort Camp, then to Vaughn, the right corner, drives base.
Oh, great pass. Great vision.
Great pass by Vaughn to Evers. Then Evers gets a steal. And that'll end our third. So
that's going to end our third quarter with.
Indians are, I don't know if y'all, they're 30, playing really good, but they're just the competition's good. Not.
Yeah, the 31-3, kind of a tough night for the Blue Jays here. They just can't seem to get anything going. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Delphi St. John's. On the court right now for the Indians, Day, Homan, Wendell, Evers, and Winning. So a decently tall three and then a short two. So Delphi will get into Hensley. Hensley will get a screen on the right side. Looks around, then drives baseline, then brings back out. Hensley looking to the post, gets in there, guarded by Evers.
Good defense
by Evers.
Yep, straight up. She went straight up, and no chance she was going to get that ball close to the basket.
So Wendell brings defense up for the Indians. So it was not a great pass, and Hensley gets her hand on it, but
knocks it out.
Stay with the Indians. So looks like Homan will take it out in front of the Indian bench. Gives in to Wendell. Wendell looking around, top of the key, gives over to the right side, Winning. Winning will give it to the top of key, Day. Day over to the left side, Homan. Homan will drive middle. And then dishes out to Winning. Winning will throw up about a 5-footer, no good. Rebound by the Blue Jays. Hensley will bring it up for the Blue Jays. Get to the left side, three by Bonavis, and good.
Long three.
That was real long.
And comes away with 3 points finally, yeah. So that makes our score 31-6.
Wendell gives it back up to the top. Day gives it to the right side. Winning.
They're closing that deficit.
Yeah. Winning will go up and get fouled on a layup, so she'll get the line shooting two.
Hey, there's not a swim meet tonight. There's a swim meet on Saturday night, and I believe that's at New Bremen. So we want to thank Brian Bupp for that. He's on top of things. He's keeping me up to date here via text message.
I could swore Bubba was talking about it last night, but I guess Bubba can be wrong at times, but Winning will throw up at first, no good, so keeps their score 31-6. Fourth quarter.
Beginning of the fourth quarter here, yep. At Delphi St. John's.
Winning will throw up her second, and good, so I make her score 32-6. Hensley will bring it up for the Blue Jays, get to the right side. Freemuth will drive baseline, kicks out to the left side, gives it back up. 3-point basket from that same spot they just made a three from, and an air ball. Now go to the Indians. And Blue Jays getting a press. Wendell takes out for the Indians, gives it to, can't find anyone, gives it to Holman eventually. Holman gives, Day gives it over to Wendell. Wendell gives it back to Holman. Holman up for a 15-footer, no good. Rebound by, nope, jump ball.
Jump ball, Wendell. Hope gets in there with the good hands and grabs the ball, gets it tied up, and that's going to go back the Indians' direction. So
Fort Camp checks in for Wendell. And now Vaughn has a one-person bench, not about three.
Oh, great pass.
Great pass into Fort Camp by Holman. Fort Camp gets her own rebound, throws the second one up and good. So
good hustle by Fort Camp.
Penzo give it to number 34, Freemuth on the right side, and tipped away by...
That was tipped away by Paige.
But then they gave it the ball to us.
Well, it was tipped away, but she Paige tipped it into their player, and it kind of bumped off of her shoulder and went out of bounds. So, again, bottom line, good hustle by Fort Camp, turnover, we get the ball. So, yeah, a little full-court press by...
Man-to-man press, Day will bring it up. About lose it, but and then she double dribbles.
Calls a double dribble.
So turnover Indians, 34-6 their score.
Yeah, four minutes, 51 seconds left here in the fourth period. Indians leading 34-6. Indians doing a little bit of subbing.
Hope Wendell
comes in.
For Lydia Winning.
Yeah, that's a lonely bench down there.
Taking away Vaughn and Kier Wendell.
For the Indians, that's a lonely bench.
Great find by Blue Jays.
Yeah, great pass. Girl cutting through the paint. Gets an easy two-point basket.
Day brings up for the Indians. Hand off to Fort Camp. Fort Camp to the right side. Wendell. Wendell will drive. Throw up. Air ball. Rebounded by Evers. Evers will give it to Fort Camp to the top. The key. Holman drives. Dishes out to Day to the right corner, Fort Camp. Fort Camp will drive middle, dish out the Wendell, gives it to the left side to Day.
Good ball movement by the Indians.
Day will throw up eight.
Drive.
15-footer and good.
Drive jumper good by Day.
And Hensley will bring up for the Blue Jays. Gives out to the top of the key to number 34, Freemuth. Freemuth gives it back to number 12. Monter gives it back to 24 Altenberger and then loses it. So, and it will stay with.
Well, it was just good hustle by Brenna there. She tried an inlet pass, Blue Jays did, and Brenna just slapped that out of bounds. I think she said, "Get that out of here." I might have made that part up.
You probably did.
36-8. Indians leading here, 3 minutes, 42 seconds left.
Delphus will get in, top of the key. Look around, trying to get in the key. Not there, gives it to the left side, drives. Throws up a crazy one-hand floater, no good. Rebounded by the Indians. Day will bring it up for Indians, gives it over the hand off the Fort Camp, throws it to the right corner, and takes 3 steps before she starts dribbling. That's a travel. We've seen a few of those now already, so.
Just a few. Again, 3 minutes, 21 seconds left here. Can't they have, like, a running clock?
I wish.
36-8.
Delvis at Tavake Henley. Hensley gives it to the corner, number 32, easily. Loses it by Wendell, good defense, and gives it to the corner, loses it. It will stay with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, just not the best ball handling there by the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
They're really struggling.
Blue Jays will take it out in front of their bench, gives it to Hensley. Hensley will throw up a 3 ball.
Step back 3, no good.
No good. Good rebound by Wendell. Wendell gives it to Day.
Hope comes in and crashes aboard.
Yeah. There was no chance any girl was getting that ball, but
no.
Wendell.
Oh, great pass
by Day. Great pass by Holman gives the Evers, misses it. That was 2 great passes by the Indians. And just
That's good. Yeah.
That's good vision by the Indians. That, yeah. You know, keeping their head up, finding the open person.
Holman's been doing well with that tonight.
Sweet passes they just couldn't finish.
Yep.
And it's early in the season. Yeah. Once you get in the middle, the end of the season, they'll
start hitting those.
They'll hit those, no problem.
Henzo bringing up, gives it to the right side to number 23, Reifman. Reifman will get it to the top of the key. To Altenberger, gives it to the right side, Hensley. Hensley will drive baseline, throws it to left side, about 10 footer, good by number 23, Reifman. Jay will bring up, good pressure by the Blue Jays, gives it to the right side, Wendell. Wendell gives it top of key, Fort Camp will drive right handed, loses it, great. I don't know if that was a find or just loose ball, lands in Evers' hand, but. Fort Camp gets it back. Three ball and up. No good. Rebound by Evers. Wow.
Do you give her an assist on that?
I give it to her.
All right.
Loses it. Lands right in Wendell's hands. And for two.
Yeah, I'm giving her an assist on that. That was
pretty impressive.
That was impressive. Nice shot by Wendell to finish that.
Yep.
That makes her score 38-10. About a minute 35 left here in the fourth period.
Gives it over to the hand. She's out of bounds, but don't call it. Day will. And call jump ball. So it should be the Indians. I feel like every time they've called jump ball, it's been Delphus ball, but.
They're supposed to alternate that.
It seems like every time it's been Delphus ball.
What's our ball this time?
Yep.
38-10, Indians leading here in the JV contest with a minute 27 to go.
And Fort Camp apparently slides
her pivot foot, and they called traveling. That's going to turn the ball over.
So Delphus will take it out in front of their bench. Gives in to Hensley. Hensley will go to the left side. They're trying to get that corner three. Oh, wide open cut. Just seen that one coming. That's one of those old, Gavin went out of the way, then somebody cut through the right side and worked.
Found her open, Boniface. Is that Boniface?
I can't see the lettering.
Number 33.
33 is, no, there's no 30.
Yeah, there is no 33.
That's 33, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not, I can't find a 33 on my.
There's not a 33.
Handy dandy paper here, so.
Those are the second one, no good. Missed both. Wendell comes up with the board. Gives it to the right side, Day. Day will bring it up for the Indians. Dribble left side, dish to Fort Camp. Fort Camp loses, but gets it back. Fort Camp will
just about walk.
Traveled, yep. Gives it to Wendell. Wendell will drive left. She walked, but didn't call it. Day with that top key. Is over the Homan.
Good move by Brad.
Drive left, kick out to left side, Day, and we'll get fouled by this 33 person that we do not have on her. No.
Well, that one was 23.
23? Yeah, that's been 23 the whole time then.
Waisman.
23 is Rissman. They don't. W silent, apparently. With the
W
AD
silent.
Tool.
All right.
I don't know. Wendell gives in the Fort Camp, gives it back to Wendell.
44 seconds left here.
Wendell hands it off to Homan, loses it, but gets it back. Homan will drive right. Find Fort Camp on the left. Fort Camp will hand off to Homan. Homan will hand off to Day. Day will kick out to Fort Camp. Fort Camp to the left side. Homan, left corner, Wendell. Wendell will get a screen by Evers. Wendell will drive. And be fouled by, I think that was another walk, but I don't know. Foul number 50,
Riley Pullman.
So Wendell will go to the line shooting two. 38-10 our score. Good scoring by the Indians, all spread out. 8-5, 5-8, and 2. So everyone's scoring tonight. Great to see that.
Very even attack there by the Indians.
Wendell throws up her first, missed it. We'll throw up her second here.
No good. Rebounded by Delphus. So they'll bring it up on the right side. Gives it to number 23, Reifman. Reifman will go up and be fouled. So Reifman will go to line shooting two.
9.5 seconds left here in the contest with the Indians leading 38-10. Who's on the line?
Reifman. 23, I think. Missed it. Just your second. Here in a second. 38-10 are scored. 9 seconds left. Controlling win by the JV girls team. Throws up a second and good. So, there's the score, 38-11. Delphus will keep on the press. They do not need to cross half court. So, we can just, or they do. Fort Camp Drovel's up, and that will enter.
Yep, that ends our contest here. The Indians come away with a win 38-11. And Brenna Homan had 8.
Fort Camp
had 5.
13 is Day.
She had 5.
30 is Wendell, and then Evers. Wendell had 8. Evers had 2. So
yeah,
good scoring by the Indians.
Yeah, great scoring by the Indians. Good win for the JV team. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Delphus St. John, Bob Arnson Gymnasium. The Lady JV Indians, I believe final score was 38-10, if I remember correctly.
38-10, yep.
38-10. They erase it pretty quickly to get the clock going for the varsity game. So I thought the JV girls looked pretty good, but Delphus just, our defense was so smothering, I guess.
Dominating.
And I don't know how good their JV team is, but they didn't get 5 good shots all night, I don't think. I tried to get the information from the scoring, but they erased the numbers pretty quickly. But I think... I believe Brenna had 8.
Brenna had 8. And
Faith had 8, 6 or 8. But and somebody else had 6. But all our girls just looked very good again.
Yes.
Just,
they all played really well.
I just like the way they're playing the game. We'll take a break here for a few minutes. We'll be back in 3, 4, 5 minutes with the beginning of the varsity game. The Wayne Street Market pregame show will be coming on here very shortly. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.